ExitCoachRadio.com presents Out of the Box, a short highlight from a recent interview by one of our many expert show hosts. Hear the full interview at ExitCoachRadio.com, the information station for age 50-plus business owners.
When you have a self-directed IRA, the difference is that instead of investing in stocks, bonds, and mutual funds, what makes it self-directed is that now you can invest outside the stock market, like you were saying, in things like, you know, real estate. Your IRA can loan money. Your IRA can buy precious metals. An IRA is an IRA, really. I mean, there's the traditional, the Roth, the SEP, the simple. But whether or not it's self-directed depends upon what kind of assets the custodian that you're using will take custody of. Say, at one of the big stockbrokers, and you say, hey, I want my IRA to buy a house. Well, they may tell you that you can't do it. They certainly can't do it for you because they can't custody that asset. So you open a self-directed IRA. Your IRA, for example, buys a house, and then your renters pay the rent to the IRA account.